ABC Radio Australia.
After 11 years of clocks switching to daylight savings times for a few months in the country, that didn't happen yesterday as it had usually been scheduled to. Just days out from when it was set to start, the country's new government scrapped the policy. Between late September to April every year, Samoans like Taro Plantation owner Leilani Dafa-Yosefo normally put their clocks forward an hour. And Leilani is pretty unhappy that she won't be doing that this year.
Being used to the daylight savings, people have routines that, you know, okay, good, daylight savings is coming up, you know, more time to work, or, you know, by 5 o'clock you're out, you can spend time exercising while it's your daylight.
Samoa's government didn't give a reason as to why daylight savings has stopped, but sent out a press release advising residents to continue following the normal time as currently in force. The Samoa Observer reports that former Prime Minister Tuila'epa Selele Mali'ilengaoi brought in daylight savings 11 years ago to give people more time to tend to plantations, promote public health, and boost leisure time. Leilani Dafa-Yosefo believes daylight savings has increased her plantation's production.
The extra daylight hours, you can do a lot, especially if you run a plantation and you have workers. That's more time for the workers to work.
It's not the first time Samoa has done a bit of time travel. In 1892, the country sat on the eastern side of the international dateline, syncing up with the times in the United States. 119 years later, in 2011, it moved back to the western side, putting it more in sync with Australia and New Zealand. In the capital, Apia, Melanie runs a flower shop, and she says that Samoans can easily adapt to the latest time change.
There's only an extra hour to win the traffic, so the extra daylight savings didn't really affect us.
The government's new policy means that Fiji is now the only Pacific country that observes daylight saving. Sitting close to the equator, most Pacific islands see the sun rise and set at a similar time all year round, so moving the clock forward an hour doesn't really give anyone much extra daylight. But in countries further away from the equator, there's more sunlight during the warmer months when they're closer to the sun. So using daylight savings means that people do have more sunlit hours when they're awake there. But the impacts of daylight saving are not always as sunny. Researchers have found that it can negatively impact on the body's sleep, its biological clock, and even increase the chance of heart disease. Back in Samoa, however, Chef Dora Rossi says that she's over the moon that she doesn't have to deal with the changing time anymore.
You know, we entertain our guests on our beautiful deck. However, the heat in the late afternoon can be a bit much. Mm. So I welcome an early sunset any time of the year.